podcast stuff.
Oh, we just saw Dorothy at the Troubadour.
And them evils.
Who were lovely.
This is the second time we've had the opportunity to see them evils.
The first time was with the Pretty Reckless about 5 years ago at the Mayan. That was the last show of their first tour with them. I checked with the guy at the merch counter.
Yes. Yeah. Nice. I still only remember one of the band members who I still think it's his band, because he's definitely the technical, he's the lead guitarist, he hides in the corner, he is way into his instrument and what he's doing, and is just fantastic.
Yeah.
And pretty.
He is very pretty. In a very androgynous sort of way. It was kind of cool. So, Dorothy.
Is that all we have to say about them evils?
I don't know. What else do we want to say about them evils?
They're a solid band.
They really are.
They're really fantastic.
If you were unfamiliar with them, please familiarize yourself. They are old school rock.
Yeah, yeah. They've got a lovely little funky vibe.
Very solid.
Not quite surf rocky, but it's in there.
I know they've opened for the Black Moods, if that gives you any idea.
Yeah. And they're just really good. They deserve to be popular and successful and big. So Dorothy.
Dorothy. So, hometown crowd, she sold out the Troubadour. They put out tickets to the fan club before the general public, and I think that was absolutely, like, a good plan, because it made tickets, like, this very, there was a sensation of scarcity to the tickets, which I think is how she sold it out.
Mm.
But, yeah, hometown crowd, awesome. I really still feel like label people should be, like, stuck in a little box somewhere where they don't have to, like, harass the rest of the world. But, you know, okay.
You looked very cranky. I didn't ask you about it.
It was just the entitled, like, I'm with the band, I'm with the label, I should be here.
Right.
And then Instagramming the entire fucking time.
Maybe that's her job.
Maybe, but I don't think so, because she was getting back pictures of puppies.
Yeah. Okay.
Anyway, right. Back to the band.
Yeah, so this is like the third time I've seen Dorothy, and I know that you've seen them more. Them, her, both.
Yes.
It is a band as well as a human.
It is.
God, they're good.
Yeah.
God, they're good.
Yeah.
God, she's got a voice.
Yeah.
And, like, her sort of funky... I'm glad she dropped the Stevie Nicks thing.
She had to kind of, like, go through a phase, I think, you know. But, yeah, she's back to the bluesy rock kind of, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, she came out in her flannel tied around her waist and, you know, leggings and a Papa Roach t-shirt. That was rad.
You gotta have Jacoby somewhere.
Yeah, I mean, he's in everything. Fucking Jacoby. Shut up, Jacoby. So, you know, she's playing to her people, playing the songs we all know, like, it was great.
Yeah.
It's so good to see her live. It just always is. It always is. When it's not an awful, uncomfortable experience and your car is broken into in the parking lot.
Sure.
Other than that.
Surprise Katie Babbs sighting.
I mean, not terribly surprising, but yeah.
You know, she doesn't announce herself the way Jose Mangan does.
No. 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 Jose is hard to miss. He generates like a
force field or something.
Like a pig pen cloud of Jose-ness. Yeah. And
so Dorothy had a surprise guest out for a song.
Oh my word. So I'm assuming that he's on the album that they're working on.
He must be.
For that song.
Like, I mean, I know they have mutual friends and shit like that, but yeah, he must be for that song.
Yeah. So she brought out Slash, the one, the only.
At the fucking Troubadour.
Oh my word.
I got a video of it. I will post it. I'll post a link in the comments for this. Not the comments, but the write-up.
I am such a huge Guns N' Roses fan, and unfortunately they broke up before I started going to shows.
Mm.
And like Axl was a Tool for decades, and
sure,
probably still is.
Yeah.
But they're at least all talking again. And so I've never had the opportunity to see Slash play live before.
Mm.
And here I am, front row, balcony, Troubadour. And Slash walks out on stage and plays.
Yeah.
And plays. That man can play.
Yeah.
Ah! So, that is a bucket list item checked off wonderfully well. I mean, who the fuck is listening to this who doesn't know who Slash is? If you don't know who Slash is, stop listening now and go correct your life.
Yeah, I'm sure out of our 10 listeners, right, they all know who Slash is.
I don't know. We might get picked up somewhere and suddenly
cool.
There's 100,000 people listening. No.
But still, they should still know who Slash
yes,
is.
Yes.
It's Slash.
And I hope they collaborate more.
Yes.
Dorothy talked about sort of wishland collaborations. Like, she was putting the energy out into the world of she wants to do a country collaboration, which I think yes, would be a lot of fun.
Oh, her voice is so perfect for it.
I would love to see her collaborate with Dolly.
Because, oh, that would be cool.
Because, yeah.
Everybody should collaborate with Dolly.
Yes, everybody should collaborate with Dolly. Dolly should collaborate with everybody is the way that actually should be said.
Sure.
So, yeah, what a great show, The Troubadour.
Really,
as much as I hate going to shows in Los Angeles,
Troubadour is not a bad venue, though.
No, their sound is great. As long as I can get a seat, because
yeah,
I'm too old for standing room only shows. As long as I can get a seat, it's great. I love the Troubadour. Yeah. Yeah. What a great room.
Yeah.
I was telling Twisted Cat on the way down here, actually, the first show that I went to in Los Angeles was at the Troubadour. For Flow 1.0.
Right.
If this tells you how many millions of years ago it was.
The Dark Ages, obviously.
Yeah. Back when these were called webzines. yeah. Me and a buddy of mine, who he was writing for Flow.
Right.
Went and saw Gravity Kills and Pit Shifter. And I have looked up the third band, and
it still falls out of your head
every time.
But it was obviously a Roadrunner show if it was Gravity Kills.
Yeah.
So thanks, Jamie.
Yeah. Thank you, Jamie. We love you.
We do.
Dorothy, go buy her music.
Seriously.
Them Evils. Find them and support them.
Yeah.
Slash, you already own his entire collection.
Right, right, right. So Them Evils are originally from, I believe, Orange County. And so they do play some local shows here and there. So, you know, get on their mailing list. They've got one.
Yeah. This was apparently the first time that all four of them have been on stage together.
Which is weird.
Yeah.
Maybe he just meant, like, since the pandemic or something.
Or maybe scheduling has always been difficult because, Lord knows, scheduling is difficult.
Yeah, sure.
Or maybe there's a new band member, or who knows what the story is on that one, but yeah. It was interesting.
Yeah.
Well, hey, this has been Get in the Van.
Get in the Van, yes. So thank you for joining us. Coming up, there will be an interview with an amazing photographer. There will be Avatar, I think, is our next show.
Yeah. And then we have a busy summer.
We really do.
It's going to be good.
Yes.
Some Disturbed, some Breaking Benjamin.
Greg Turner from the Angry Samoans.
Yeah.
Who else we got?
Moita. Yeah, that's going to be an off brand for us. We're branching out into other music styles. Ooh, Cake.
Oh, yes, we're seeing Cake.
Oh, I love Cake. They're so good live. Ah!
We're also going to see the Real McKenzies, who are a wonderful Irish...
Punk.
Folk. Punk. They're really good.
They're an Irish band. I mean, folk, punk... Same all the thing, Irish really. Bands yes. are the same.
Yes. And they have a raccoon spawn. So,
Raccoon Sporan!
Which is also a good band name.
Yes. Yes. Yes, it is.
So you will be hearing more from us soon. Okay. Get in the van!
Get in the van!